Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust active investment management that makes a difference. Talk to Zurich about the Zurich Master Trust, a corporate pension solution.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
New research from pension provider Irish Life suggests that women need to work 8 years longer than men to achieve the same pension pot at retirement, leaving more working women at risk of old age poverty. The report identifies a 36% gender pension gap caused by differences in salary and time out of the workforce. Director in Employer Solutions at Irish Life, Shane O'Farrell, joins me now. Shane, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Cormac. Delighted to be here to talk to you about the latest research from Irish Life into this.
Yeah, it's really important, isn't it? Because everything is the same, really, apart from time out of work and salary. I mean, tell me about the research.
Yeah, so we did a big piece of analysis over the last 6 months. We have 130,000 members of what's called defined contribution pension plans. These are the modern type of pension plan where the employer and the employee pays in, you know, fund builds up with the target of a nice, comfortable retirement for the person later in life. And we have it's a very large book. These are private sector companies from medium, small, up to the very large, up to like 9,000 employees. And we've done a kind of analysis of that, looking at the kind of different prospects that men and women have in respect to that. And there's quite differences, stark differences coming through. So on average, a woman would have to work for an additional 8 years to have the same type of pension pot as her male colleague. And we've suggested in the report couple of solutions and corrections that could be put in place to help that situation. But
before we get to the solutions.
Two primary causes.
The causes. Go on.
Yeah, so there's two primary causes. So the first cause of this is a pay differential. So in our analysis, we looked at the pay differentials between men and women in these organisations, and we came up with a 22% difference in pay for every year of active employment that they had. What tends to happen is in the age 20s, when people first joined the workforce, their actual salaries are equivalent between men and women. It's virtually identical. Then at age 30, we start to see a bit of a divergence. The curves then start to break away. And after that, then a peak age at age 50, there's up to a 25% differential between men and women. And because the pension contributions that are invested are linked directly to the earnings, as a result, there's a lot less going into the woman's fund than into the man's fund. Okay. So that was the first difference. I think that's kind of people understand that kind of pay gap differential has been quoted before.
Which is extremely frustrating. If you're a woman and you're equally experienced and qualified, and then suddenly you find yourself earning less than your colleagues who are male, I mean, the frustration must be unbelievable. But there's another cause, you say.
There is a secondary cause, and I agree with you on the frustration point. But the secondary cause, one probably less understood, is women are more likely, and the analysis shows that women are more likely to have time out of the workforce, up to 6 years missing from the workforce compared to their male colleagues. So the combination of these two factors, the kind of missing years, which are often due to a woman having additional kind of caring responsibilities and maternity leave and so on, means on average the woman might have to work for additional 8 years or face the prospect of having a pension 36% lower than our male colleague of a similar
So obviously they might be related or there might be a causative link between the two there. So if you're a mother, and I must say I'm frustrated at this as well, that there isn't a general parental leave that, like Scandinavian countries where you could share parental leave, and that it's not just maternity leave, but we haven't moved there yet. But there could be related, couldn't they? So if you're having children and you opt to take the full maternity leave and maybe longer, you're out of the workforce and then you return and maybe the employer uses that to pay less. I don't know. Is that what's happening, I wonder?
Absolutely. So we're seeing kind of the subtle social factors here at play. And in some conversations with some employers, some of the more progressive employers, some of the conversations about if a woman is returning from maternity leave, can the employer make sure that it is a kind of a smooth transition? So we've seen some employers put in place a kind of phased return for maternity leave, and that allows the woman to build back up into employment. So ultimately, she comes back on a full-time level rather than sort of opting out early on and feeling this is all too much and taking kind of, you know, further years out. So most progressive employers now are looking to, you know, they want talent. There's a shortage of talent. They're looking to bring back the women into the workforce to have them as productive.
And legally, they have to come back at the same level, don't they?
Absolutely. So I think the law here is quite strong. It's more kind of subtle kind of social influences that are at play. So
okay, so
this is something. You know,
okay, so sorry, you mentioned the causes. You say there are solutions
sure.
as well.
Yes, there's lots of different solutions. Obviously, you know, fundamentally, if we can tackle that kind of pay differential overnight, that would address some of this solution. But there are other things, even in the pension-specific arena, that can be looked at. So one thing, best practice we've seen some employers, when an individual comes after an extended period of leave, it's most likely to be a woman, but it could be a man equally, have a one-on-one conversation with them, ask them to go through a process where they look at their pension, kind of, you know, what they've missed out on, make sure that they're kind of aware and alert to the fact that they've missed out on years of service. There is a possibility then for the individual and the employer to make additional contributions. So that's one thing we did analysis of our own scheme here in Irish Life. We found we weren't immune from these factors, mm-hmm. and Irish Life as an employer makes additional contributions to a woman after returning from maternity leave as a way of bridging that gap.
Well, look,
and not all employers will be able to afford that, but some can.
Okay, at least there are solutions, and let's hope they're taken up by employers. And look, we'll talk again. Shane O'Farrell from Irish Life, thank you very much indeed.